then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Again, teaching the kids this time of our history, Civil War, Reconstruction, all of that going on at the time. But let's focus a little bit more on today. And again, this whole thing that's happening in our world, these assassinations and these killings that have gone on. Brown University, the professor at MIT. I mean, it's amazing to me the process of basically our society as a whole today.
Terrible. I don't know what else to say than what you have said. It's a sign that of lawlessness. And that's been an overriding theme I've tried to preach and teach. We need laws. Freedom, yes, freedom under law. You need laws. And when people are lawless, you invite greater restrictions. Let me give you a quote by Edmund Burke. He said this. He's known as the father of modern conservatism. Men are qualified for civil liberty in exact proportion to their disposition to put moral chains on their own appetites. Society cannot exist unless there be a controlling power upon will and appetite. And the less of it there is within, the more there must be without. It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters. In other words, freedom is only a free country is for free people who have freedom on the inside. It's very similar to what John Adams said. Our constitution is made only for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any others. When people start just going out and killing people, assassinating people, stabbing, shooting, throwing rocks at them, whatever, any which way, it is perfectly natural that society will start to defend itself and will restrict freedom. The greatest way to take away the Second Amendment or Article 1, Section 6 of the state constitution is go out and just randomly shoot people, because then people will start to say, well, we got to have laws restricting guns. Now, of course, I don't believe that, but it's a natural order of things. When you have chaos, people always opt for order over chaos, and it presents itself as an opportunity for a dictator to assert power. It is the way of history. It's after the French Revolution, after the Maximilian Robespierre's reign of terror, and 40,000 people beheaded, and it was such chaos that people says this new republic is no good. Give me a dictator. And then it was Napoleon could see that, And he brings order. People always opt for order over chaos and killing. So we want order under law, not lawlessness. And we're headed in a spot where everybody's hates, and you just got to tamp it down. Don't promote this. It's not good.
Yeah. One of the things I think too plays into this, not only the president needs to tap down his tone, especially in his social media posts, and even during his press conferences, you know, constantly attacking. Did you happen to see his presidential address this week?
No.
I didn't see it either. I'm pretty sure I got it recorded on Sean Hannity's 9 o'clock hour, but I was hoping that he would talk about, you know, what he's going to do next year. Everybody said he was going to talk about his accomplishments for this year and what he's accomplished so far. But I wanted him to focus more on what he's going to do in 2026. And again, I haven't heard whether or not he said that or not. But what do you think going forward here at the end of the year? What do you think before Christmas? What is it that we need to do? What message can we put out there that people could share and maybe start changing the attitude direction of, you know, all these people in office and others?
Just what you're doing, or what I try to do on a less in my own. Just be careful with your words. Be careful with your words. Be kind with your words. It is true. Rob Reiner said a lot of things derogatory about the president. That's true. We know that.
Oh, disgusting.
Okay. Well, but he's dead. So we have a little compassion. He's dead. Right. Why would we not? Hey, I liked The Princess Bride. I watched that movie so many times. It's ridiculous. So, yeah. You know, say, yeah, he was a good director. And his father, what was his father's name?
Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner and Dick Van Dyke Show. I grew up watching that show. Was all good.
Every single week. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And let's tamp it down. Don't promote this. Listen, we're the winner. After you win a big basketball game, the winner should always be gracious. We won. We're in power. Yep. You don't need to do that. Yeah. And just remember this, everybody. Rusty Chatfield makes very few predictions, but I will make a prediction. The Republican Party is not going to be in power forever. In politics, things swing back and forth. Let's not do things now that would that are just unreasonable, because you haven't seen the last Democratic president. You think that's true? No. You're going to see another Democratic president sometime. That's just the way that is. That's politics. Let's be mature, Christian about our words, and so on. Let me just before I sit down, John Wilkes Booth. In January, he gave a letter to his sister Asia. And just kind of a statement, and because he knew what he was going to try to do. See, here's the deal. He was just wrong. But it just shows you the mindset of many people in the South. Here's what Books said. He said, I have ever held the South was right. The very nomination of Abraham Lincoln 4 years ago spoke plainly war upon Southern rights and institutions. And looking upon African slavery from the same standpoint held by the noble farmers of our Constitution, I, for one, have ever considered it one of the greatest blessings, both for themselves and us, that God has ever bestowed upon a favored nation. I have also studied hard to discover upon what grounds the right of a state to secede has been denied, when our very name, the United States, and the Declaration of Independence both provide for secession. A lot of Southerners believe that. Hey, it's not that just slavery is our right. It's good. It's a blessing. It's a blessing for the black people. It's a blessing for it's who we are as Southerners. Our whole economy is based on slavery, and it is good. And these people are way better off today being slaves in America than running around the jungles of Africa. That's what they thought, and that's what they believed. And they believed in secession. They thought that a state had a right to leave the Union. Now, by the way, now I don't, but let me give you a kind of random story. Back in the day, when Dwight D. Eisenhower was president, he had a picture on his wall of Robert E. Lee. And when he was a president, and somebody wrote him a letter and said, "Hey, what is this picture of this secessionist on your wall? Take it down." And Dwight Eisenhower wrote him a letter back and said, "I'm not going to take it down." He said that Lee was a man of high character and great morals. He did what he thought was right. He said at the time, secession was an open question. In other words, it was not a settled issue whether the Constitution allowed for secession. And I honor Robert E. Lee, and it's going to stay. I think both Eisenhower and Lee were both graduates of West Point. And so even a president would no president could say that today, what Eisenhower said in the 1950s, that he honored Robert E. Lee. Back during COVID, when I first went on the radio and during the height of the insane woke movement, I said from the pulpit bravely, "I still respect and honor Robert E. Lee." Because, you know, what? Well, yeah, I'm not saying I believed in secession, but Robert E. Lee, when Lincoln was shot, Lee said, "This was a deplorable act. This is not who we are." When the South surrendered, some of the generals under Robert E. Lee suggested that they disband and form guerrilla movements and just harass the North and see if the North will leave them alone. They can still have their Confederacy. And Eisenhower said, "Absolutely not. The war is over. We're going to surrender." He encouraged everybody to return to their homes and take an oath to the Union, as Robert E. Lee did, and obey the laws. And let's get on as Americans. He never believed in slavery, and he didn't believe in secession. His problem was he felt his first commitment was to his home state of Virginia. He could not draw his sword against Virginia. When the war was first broke, before Virginia seceded, Abraham Lincoln wanted Lee and offered to Lee to be the head of all the Union armies. But Lee says, "I just can't do it. I can't fight against Virginia." Lee never called the Northerners the enemy. He'd always say those people. And so, in my view, both Lee was a hero. You say, "Well, he killed a lot of Union guys." Listen, true. But Lincoln said in his second inaugural, so much blood simply had to be shed. And both Robert E. Lee and Abraham Lincoln were God's instruments in this. Robert E. Lee did a lot to restore the Union by his actions, encouraging all the Southern troops to take an oath to the Constitution. That's why America is still America. Yes, it took a long time for all the hostilities between North and South to dissipate, but Robert E. Lee helped in that. Without him, who knows what would have, how much longer the animosities would have gone on. People like Booth, they thought slavery was a blessing. Lee never thought it was. He thought it was evil, a moral evil, he called it, to both the white and the black races. It's a moral evil. Everybody could see that. But it took the Civil War to end slavery. In the end, Booth, you spared Lincoln a lot of trouble. I hate to say that. It sounds like I believe in assassination. I don't. But what I mean is, I'm not sure Lincoln could have done a much better job than Johnson. Bringing the Union back together. Reconstruction was a hard time.
Absolutely it was. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm... Sure, by now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. I'll give you a minute here to kind of wrap up your final thoughts on this subject for today.
I kind of already have. John Wilkes Booth thought he was going to be a hero. He wasn't. In the end, he was an instrument of God. And this is hard to get. He was an instrument of God. Lincoln would be kind of the last casualty of the war. Now, obviously, killing someone, assassinating someone is a great evil. But in the end, he thought he'd be a hero. He was not counted as a hero. In the 12 days between the assassination and his capture, he was dismayed at all the papers and the Southerners and the Northerners that cried the name John Wilkes Booth. And before he committed a dastardly act, he was considered one of the greatest actors in America. Now he goes down in history as a terrible person. So, you know, but in the end, God's will would be done, and the country moved on. We look back now at Lincoln as one of the greatest presidents of all, and he certainly is my favorite.
One of the things I think, too, is, again, you know, bringing it forward with all these assassinations and killings and everything that's happening, there's also a connection, and I think I'd like to get your perspective on this, because we've talked about this before. The hatred of the Jews, you know, the MIT professor was very vocal in his support of Israel, as well as being a Jew himself. The shootings that took place in Australia. And here we are. Dave Ajema sent me an editorial yesterday that I read on the show. And here we are, Christmas, you know, celebrating Christianity, the birth of Jesus, who, by the way, was a Jew when he was born and practiced that faith and helped try to open the eyes of the Jewish religious leaders at the time. The need to kill and to hate and to have this anti-Semitism going on right now in our country your perspective on all of that that's happening right now, especially the timing of, you know, the Christmas season.
Right. Yes, I make no bones about it, you know. I'm a supporter of Israel. Jesus Christ himself said salvation is of the Jews. He was a Jew. Whenever I meet a Jew who's not a Christian, I say, hey, I worship a Jew. I'm pro-Israel. That doesn't make everything that they've ever done right. I'm not saying every political decision is right or the military decision, but we are supporters of Israel. I still believe in Genesis 12, that I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I still believe it. Yes, I do believe the land belongs to them. I take that in the literal, plain sense of Scripture. Yes, that's why evangelical fundamental Christianity has been such a big supporter of Israel. I will tell you that there's beginning to be a move away from that. People that are moving away to this replacement theology, which I reject. It's not what the Bible teaches at all. I know there's some good men that kind of teach that, but I'm telling you, those good men are wrong. Always take the Bible at face value. So let's stand with Israel. That's what I would say.
Yeah, amen. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Christmas Day, this Sunday, you have always, every year, obviously, talked about and preached on Sunday about the birth of Jesus. And I know you'll do it again this Sunday. But my question is this, more poignantly, what is it that we really need to focus on this year more than years past? Why is it so important heading into this next election year, 2026, this particular celebration of Christmas 2025?
Well, I don't know if there's anything more important. I'm preaching on Don't Forget Jesus. Yeah, it'll be, you'll have to listen to get everything else. Don't forget Jesus. Politics is important. Laws are important. I know you believe that, or you wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be my age, or what, 67, you're younger than me, if you didn't think that laws are important. And the political process is how you get good laws. You got to stay engaged. But that said, don't forget about the Lord Jesus Christ. Our country was founded on Christian ideas. So, and Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Lord. So don't forget Jesus. That's the name of the sermon.
That's going to be the sermon on this Sunday from 11 to noon.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Hey, I wanted to text with you later this afternoon. I want to do a little bit of a sound check situation with Miss Thompson. Is she at the school today? Do you know?
No.
Okay,
but very she's good. Probably home. You could probably get a hold of her.
Very good.
Just text her and try it. Yep.
I'll definitely just wanted to give you a heads up because I definitely had some issues with the automation system last week. I understand totally the pocket situation, but we're going to go in a new direction this Sunday.
So you'd rather me not put it in my pocket?
Yeah, we either that or take that lapel mic off the pulpit and connect it to your phone and then put the lapel pin on your lapel of your coat.
All right. Or I could just leave it on the pulpit, like during the music. You say, can you hear that well?
The music is very, very low levels. We're not picking up at all, hardly. So we'll talk about it after the show.
Okie dokie.
Definitely do it. But I want to perfect it, especially for this service here Sunday before Christmas. I really, really want to get the message loud and clear to everybody. So
okie dokie.
Well, we appreciate the history lessons, the discussion. Again, this is topics that he's teaching the kids there at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. And greatly appreciate you sharing it with us today, sir. Thank you very much, and we'll hear you on the radio on Sunday.